One of my favourite stories I heard was told to me by a taxi driver. He said, when I was with my first wife, now, straight away, we know this relationship didn't end well, because generally, you don't number a partner until they're not your partner anymore. You can't go up to someone at a party and say, oh, this is my first wife, because she'd be sat there going, what the hell is he planning? This is back in the East End of London in the 60s. It's a Friday night. His wife said, I fancy a bag of chips. He's like, you want a bag of chips? I'll get you some chips. She's like, nah, you're all right. He's like, look, if you want some chips, I'll go get chips. He's like, nah. He's like, I'm going to go get you some chips. And he goes out the door, round the corner to the chip shop, and they're all queuing out the door, and he stands in the queue minding his own business. A friend of his walking down the other side of the street. He says, hey, do you want to go for a pint? He's like, no, I can't. I'm just getting some chips and going home. He's like, come on, let's have a pint. He said, no, it's chips and home. He says, come on, one pint. He says, all right, we'll have a pint. And then they go to the pub and they have a pint. And one pint becomes 2 pints, and 2 pints becomes 3 pints, and 3 pints becomes Saturday. And Saturday afternoon, they're all sat in the pub hammered, and somebody said, let's go to France. And nobody said no. So they go over to the post office and they get these day passports that you could get at the time, and they travel down and drink all the way to the coast, and they get on the ferry and drink all the way there. Then they spend all the time in France drinking, and they come back, and by Sunday afternoon he's back in the pub where it first started, sobered up and panicking. What am I going to do? What am I going to tell? I only went out for a bag of chips. I've been gone 2 days. What possible reasons? The landlord says, don't worry. I've got you covered. Come with me. And he goes in the back and he comes out the front and he's like, look, I've got these police arrest forms. I'll fill this in here. I'm PC, whoever. Put your name there. So there was a big fight in the chip shop. Everybody got arrested. You've been in Nick for the last 2 days and that's your explanation. He goes, oh my God, this is amazing. And he goes round back home, the door's locked, and they're arguing through the door. Oh, where have you been? I've gone, it's been 2 days. I know it's been 2 days, but I've been arrested. Puts the thing through the letterbox. She picks it up. There's a little pause while she reads it. She opens the door. She's like, I'm so sorry. He's like, oh, you wouldn't believe the weekend. I've had just come in, sit down, have a cup of tea, have a rest. And the rest of the day is fine. And Monday morning, he gets up and he goes to work and he comes home and everything's fine. And Tuesday morning, he gets up and he goes to work and he comes home and all his stuff's out on the grass. He's like, what's going on here? And the door's locked, he can't get in. She's on the other side. Like, you're a liar. I'm not a liar. What are you talking about? We saw this. This thing comes through the letterbox, lands by his feet. He picks it up and looks at it. It's a postcard he sent her from France.